You have the late style of building houses, and they got different names for it, different types of houses. See, some of these houses are used to, you have to start the building the regular old time houses, so far as cultural concerned. You start the building these houses, call them a cottage, and then a double cottage, they call that a bungalow. And finally, they start the making houses and putting a room on the side, call it an L. And they'd give a what they call a gutter trench gulp.
I see. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood or tools?
Well, they call it a tool house or a wood house. If that's what you're going to put in there, it'd be a wood house or it'd be a tool house where you got to store in it.
Where do you call that place that you store your tools? You call it your
tool house. Yeah.
What about if you have a place outside for keeping your stove wood? You call
that
your
wood house?
Well,
I call that my wood house.
Okay.
Keep dry wood in there.
What do you call outdoor toilets? You know, joking words that you might call your outdoor toilet. You might call it your what?
Call them back house.
Anything else? You ever heard anybody call them anything other than back house? The toilet outside.
Yeah, we call them toilet and call them back house. You don't call them a restroom, you call them a back house. That's what people used to call it. You got some other name calling it. People don't just like that kind of
any
name.
Any joking names, what do you call them?
I call it the shit house. Or the dump house. People just call it according to sometimes where the spirit is, but it's the mind.
All right, now if you had troubles, and were telling me about them, you might say, well, what?
Well, I had a little trouble, an accident or something. I wouldn't mind telling you about it, but I don't just say nothing. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, secret. Kip.
All right, if there was a noise outside, you might say to me, did you?
Did you hear that noise out there?
And then I might say, no, but last night.
I heard the noise.
Uh-huh. And you might say, I have many times
heard that same noise.
Right. And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I
don't know, but I've heard that name, Cole.
All right, or you might say I've
seen him.
Okay. A friend came back to town. And another friend had been visiting him. You might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I...
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Okay. And you might say, you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And you might answer and say, no.
No, no, no.
Or you might say no. If your brother hadn't seen him, you might say no.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, 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 no. No, he haven't seen him yet, as I know.
Okay. Now, of something you do every day, or you do frequently, you might say, yes, I what?
Yeah, I do that regularly, practically every day.
Uh-huh. And you might say, if you were talking about someone else, you might say, If he does it regularly, you might say he...
Yeah, that's the one. He do the same thing I do.
Uh-huh. And suppose someone says, does your brother like ice cream? You might say, yes, he...
Yeah, he loves cream. He loves ice cream.
Or you might, if you're just going to answer straight, you might just say, yes,
yeah.
He...
Yeah, he likes ice cream.
And you might, if we were talking about smoking, you say, I don't smoke, but he...
Yeah, I don't smoke, but he smokes.
If you're not going to use the word smoke, if you're just going to...